Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Floral Fantasies is a new exhibition at the Fitzwilliam Museum that features the museum's exceptional collection of botanical watercolours. Among them are the floral motifs seen in the designs and illustrations of people such as Walter Crane and Clarence Bicknell. Marcus Bicknell is Clarence's great-grand-nephew. I sat down with Marcus to discover more about Clarence and his Cambridge connections.
Clarence Bicknell has very strong Cambridge links, even if now Fitzwilliam has only just discovered his watercolours, botanical watercolours, which we'll see in the June exhibition. He came to Trinity College here, and that was in the face of his father, who was a Unitarian, of course, the opposite to Trinity. And although Bicknell read mathematics at Trinity, 1860 to 1864, he fell into the spell of the Reverend Lightfoot and Roland Corbett and these people from the Brotherhood of the Holy Spirit, a very high church Anglican sect. And so as soon as he left, he was plummeted, parachuted into a church as curate in Walworth. But only a couple of years later, Roland Corbett sucked him out of there into the headquarters of the Societas Spiritus Sanctis in Stoke-upon-Turn in Shropshire, where this brotherhood had very highfalutin thoughts. So highfalutin that Bicknell, a simple man, becoming more and more interested in nature, revolted away from the church. It was too complicated. And some of his works, he's talking about the Trinity and the Unity, and he's in such a mess. It's absolute gobbledygook.
Did he stay a man of faith through his life, or did that disappear as well?
He rejected the church. So he, after a year in Bordighera as the parson, he threw off his dog collar. I'm not a member of the church. But he kept his deity, his faith, yes, absolutely. But he felt that anybody with a similar faith, with a different God, was just as valuable. And some people, you know, in the 19th century, in the British community in Italy, didn't like that very much. So when he left the church, they left him, and he was able then to dedicate himself to botany and archaeology.
And the other thing which seems to cross over, really, from the mathematics days is these symmetrical drawings. It's almost as one skill is crossing upon the other.
Yes, his maths was fundamental to his thought process, not just in the symmetrical patterns, but also every single design, watercolour, botanical, copy of a rock engraving or a little pencil sketch in his notebook is dated and placed. So we have a list of 3,500 dates and places where he himself had written down where he was on the date. His life is logged day by day.
And if I remember this correctly, you're his great-grand-nephew, is that
great-grand-nephew. So my great-grandfather was his brother, Percy, who lost the family fortune and was a bankrupt, which is why I'm such a dolt and penniless, as you know. But Clarence left his stuff to Margaret Berry, who gave it to Peter Bicknell, who she knew. And Peter Bicknell has the Cambridge connection because he was a fellow of Downing, ran an architectural business here, a very successful one, and his wife, Mari Bicknell, ran the Cambridge Ballet Workshop. So there are girls, women throughout Cambridge who remember the great days at Fenella in Queen's Road, dancing with the mustachioed Peter Bicknell in the background. And Clarence's books were living in his hand in that house at the time, before in 1980 he gave 7 of the albums to the Fitzwilliam as a gift. And in 1995, the rest, plus something like 150 documents, diaries, notebooks, to me as guardian of this Bicknell collection. I had already been involved with Clarence because Susie and I lived near Cannes, only an hour from Bordighera, and another half hour up to the mountains where he built his house. So we'd been taking family trips and studying Clarence from the late 80s onwards.
And who of your immediate family would have known Clarence? Peter wouldn't have been old enough to have known him, would he? Your father or grandfather?
No, so my father, Nigel, Peter's brother, was born in 1918, 2 weeks before Clarence died. So obviously no contact. Nobody I know ever met him. Which is why it's been so fantastic to be involved in the team researching his biography, finding throughout Europe the diaries and letters that he left, which nobody knew about, And to give you a sense of his output, I have now logged over 34,000 individual watercolours, copies of rock engravings, herbaria, plant samples, 34,000 in 25 different museums in 8 countries of Europe. I mean, he put them everywhere. He did want scholars to see what he'd done and be able to share them and research from them. He made a point of making them available in big museums.
And there was the film as well.
So as part of my interest in seeing if Clarence had value to a bigger public, we intrigued a French director called Rémi Marcellia, an Outward Bound mountain type, to do an 18-minute film in 2016. It's remarkably successful because it gives a feel of Clarence's environment, of his art. My cousin Renchi Bicknell, Peter's son, plays Clarence in the film. Renchi is somebody who assimilates with Clarence Bicknell very much, both in his look and in his attitude to life. So the film is remarkably close to the way Clarence would have conducted his life, even, you know, the Casa Fontanalba and up in the mountains and the rock engravings. It's all there. You can see it on Vimeo. Go to Vimeo, Clarence Bicknell, one word, and you can take a choice of the film in any of 4 languages, the 4th being Esperanto.
And your own Cambridge connections. You were here in the late 60s?
Yes, so I was here in the Summer of Love, Caius College. I was a choral exhibitioner, came up to read engineering. After 7 days, my tutor said, "You're not going to make this course, are you, Bicknell?" I said, "No." So Arcananth it was. But I got a degree in physical anthropology and loved my time here, but a lot of it was spent singing, both with Caius Chapel Choir and with Fab Cab, which became on television and on record the Gentle Power of Song. So I got introduced to showbiz from here. My brother Julian was a lay choral clerk at King's, so he sang to a very high level as well. He's an architect.
That's Marcus Bicknell talking about Clarence Bicknell and that exhibition, which is on at the Fitzwilliam Museum. Floral Fantasies continues through until September the 9th, and we'll have more on the exhibition and the rediscovery of Clarence Bicknell's work a little later in the month.